Today's daf is daf Samach Dalet. We begin with the opening of the Perek Tashi'i. So we're back now to discussing the issues of Pticha. We've already seen that we have to be careful about what type of things we use to open a Petach for a neder, because we have to make sure that the person is going to be honest about the Petach, and that the Petach really is something that it would have been possible for him to be thinking about at the time of the neder, and it's just that he didn't take it into consideration. These issues are on our mind as we open, and we've had earlier the question of whether you can be poteach with the general klal of telling people what a horrible thing it is to make a neder, and had you known it was so horrible, would you have made a neder? We said that we should not be poteach with that. Yesh botekim et kerot cherev, if you recall earlier. And that's because people will be very reluctant to admit that they would have made the neder anyway. It's almost as if they're cursing themselves. So we're careful not to do this. Now, there's other things that are similar to that type of thing, and we find here a machloket about how far we should go with our concerns of what things are reasonable to be poteach. Fact under Helik Perek, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, potchim la'adam b'chvod aviv v'ima. So according to Rabbi Eliezer, we can tell a person on any neder, had you known that people would think that the fact that you run around making the darim would be an implication that you were raised poorly. Just as people always refer to a parent, even though, as the Ran says, the parent may be a tzaddik, it's always the ben zona, it's always the rasha ben rasha. And this reflects on your parents. Would you nonetheless have been noder? If he says, I would not have, so then we would be matter the neder on a basis of that petach. The chachamim osrim, however, the chachamim do not accept this type of petach, again, because the assumption is that he would be embarrassed to say the truth, and that, well, he wouldn't have cared about what people would have said about his father and mother, and therefore we don't want to be poteach with something that may not be the truth. Omar Rabbi Tzadok. Rabbi Tzadok says, according to what you're saying, that Rabbi Eliezer, that you can use Avi V'Imo, and we're not afraid that the guy's not going to tell us the truth. I mean, why not go all the way? Why should we not say, would you have made a neder if you would have realized that it's a Chilul Hashem, and that people view it as taking advantage of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, and changing his Torah, and making up your own morality, and so on. So as it says, someone who makes a neder, as the Sifri says, it's as if he was a noder with the life of the Melech, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is certainly not very much Derech Eretz. What do we got to go to? Kavod Aviv V'Imo. So the Chachomim said to Rabbi Tzadok, and there's two different Girsaot here, but if we have Omrula, which is the Girs of the Ran, and the Rush, the Chachomim argue, and they say to Rabbi Tzadok, that this is not in any way comparable. Because Bichvod HaMakom, Rabbi Eliezer, would also be Moda, that you cannot be Poteach. Because in Cain, if we're going to use Kvod HaMakom in the Dorim, you can forget about having ever any kind in the Dorim, which the Gemara will explain in a moment what that means. So that we should distinguish between Kvod Aviv V'Imo and the Kvod HaMakom. Others have the Girsa without the Omrulo, in which case this was all part of what Rabbi Tzadok was saying. Well, once you say that, you might as well say that, which of course is ridiculous, and therefore I disagree. So that would be really the opposite intent. It's Rabbi Tzadok himself was saying, we cannot accept Rabbi Eliezer. Here it's saying, on the contrary, let's go all the way and even make a Petach B'chvod Aviv V'Imo, and then we have a Chachamim saying there's a difference between Chvod Aviv V'Imo and Chvod HaMakom. Now, modim chachamim l'Rabbi Eliezer, b'davar shebino levein aviv v'imo. The chachamim agree that even though we say before that they would argue about whether you could use such a thing, they would agree with chavod aviv v'imo, where the neder had personally to do with aviv v'imo. Let's say that somebody made a neder that he's not going to allow his father to have any kind of benefit from it, that this will reflect terribly on the way people look at you as a family and so on. If would you take that into consideration? And if he says, had I realized that at the time, I never would have made a neder, that's a good petach. It's only as a general petach that a neder, the fact of a neder, reflects on aviv imo that they argue. Now, there's one other very important kula that Rabbi Eliezer has in the Dorim. The od, that other kula is that Omer Rabbi Eliezer potchim en olad. If there's something that did not yet happen at the time that he made the neder and happens later, you can tell the person, had you realized that this change was going to take place, would you have made the neder? And if he says, no, if I'd realized that, I wouldn't have made the neder, we are also going to be poteach the neder. Now, everybody agrees that something that is generally expected to happen, that that's not considered to be nolad, even though it didn't happen yet. We're arguing, as we'll see in the Gemara, about the extent and what would be included in something that someone would be assumed to be able to think about at the time of the neder. Kate said, when we say nolad, what exactly do we mean? Let's say a man said, konim shani nene liish ploni. He prohibits a certain person for himself to be nene from him, and then it turns out that naase sofer, this person becomes the sofer, either in the sense of the Talmud Chochem, some learn that he answers all the sheilot in the city, in other words, becomes the rabbi of the city, or sofer, literally, he becomes a sofer who takes care of all of the shtarot in the city, and all of the gittin, and this person can't function on a business level without having access to a sofer. So he says, ilo amar ilo aiti yodea shu naasa soferu. Or, shayom meisi ed beno, sorry, skip that. Where the guy that he answered himself getting anav from was going to go now and make a big, beautiful wedding, and everybody else was going to be invited, and he was the only one that wasn't invited, and he was going to do this bikarov sometime soon. That's the gears that the Bach throws in the word karov, as we'll see later on. The Amar, and the person says, oh gosh, if I had known shuna hases ofer, oh shayim masiyat banav bikarov, lo hayti noder. I never would have wanted to miss that wedding. I wouldn't have made that neder. Or I never would have wanted to be in a town without a print shop, so I certainly wouldn't have made that neder. So that's considered to be the machloket between the Chachomim and Rabbi Eliezer. Or, for instance, the guy said, Kunim lebayit zeh shani nichnas. Now that house that he swore off ever going into is now the new Beit HaKnesset. Now it's a Beit HaKnesset. Amar, so in these cases, if a guy says, Ilo hayti yoder shunas a Beit HaKnesset, lo hayti noder. So in all of these cases, Rabbi Eliezer is matir, and it's considered to be a nola, that's all right. We'll see the Machlokas in the Gemara, and the Chachamim are Osrim. Says the Gemara, when you say, well, if we're going to go that far, says Rabbi Tzadik, we might as well forget about Nedarim, or say the Chachamim to Rabbi Tzadik according to the Gears of the Ran, Imkein Ein Nedarim. What does that mean, Ein Nedarim? Why would there be no Nedarim? Well, Rabbi, what it means is not there'd be no Nedarim, but there would be no din of a reliable Heter Nedarim. Ein Nedarim Tarim Yafet. Because the fact is that the guy may well have made the neder even if he had thought about Kvod HaMokum or Kvod Aviv Imo, but he doesn't want to be viewed as a type of person who's mechutzaf on that level. And therefore he would lie to us and say, well, no, I wasn't thinking of it. Of course, if I thought of it, I wouldn't have made the neder. And therefore, in Kene Nedarim refers to the Heter Nedarim. Whereas Rava Amar, no, it means exactly what it says. You could just forget about Nedarim. Because nobody's even going to bother asking Nedarim to a Chacham. Im kenei Nedarim neshalim l'chacham. Because, I mean, after a person hears, every time I go in there, all he says is, you know, would you have made the neder if you had realized? And I say, no. I mean, what's the point of going in? I know what he's going to say. I might as well just be mad to the neder myself. It's clearly a ta'ut, a general ta'ut. So therefore, everybody's going to end up being matir, using the same petach for themselves without even coming to the chokham. And of course, that doesn't help, because lo yachel dvaro means somebody else has got to do that for you. And so by maintaining the search for a petach, we also maintain the fact that people continue to go to a chokham. Now, when it comes to kvod aviv imo, on the other hand, there perhaps Rabbi Eliezer holds that it's not a problem, because there are nedarim that are still going to require she'elas chacham. There's a type of neder that people are not going to look at as being in any way a derogatory kind of thing. And therefore, you're going to have to find a petach, and therefore, he's going to end up coming four nadarim to a chacham, because it's not as generic. Perhaps that's the issue. Whereas the chachamim may hold that any type of neder at all has enough of a derogatory element in it to the parents, and so in which case it could become completely off the din of etter nadarim. It's possible as well that Rava is made it, that we're chayshish ein nedarim b'tarim yafa. He's only arguing about the tam of ein potrim b'chvod aviv v'imo. According to Abaya, the chachomim hold that there too we're concerned with ein nedarim b'tarim yafa, and Rava holds chvod aviv v'imo, the chachomim are also made it, that there's no problem because it's no different than any other mitzvah. We do allow you, as we'll see later on, to be put there with one mitzvah, because that's not the type of thing that a person is going to lie about. In any event, tonight, the way that the Mishnah talks about the din of Aviv Imo seems to create a problem, because it says here, if it does involve his parents, so now, according to Abaya, who holds that the problem of Im means Im, so then over here, I mean, what are you going to say? The person already, obviously, in doing something like saying, I don't want my father to be nenef from me, he's already a bechutzav, that's over. So, I mean, if Lamaisa, he would have made that neder, despite the fact that it's begam mikvod avi v'ima, he is not going to be embarrassed to say so. He did say so in making the neder. But according to Rava, who holds that people will use that as a heter all on their own, so what would be the difference? Why would we be poteach just because it involves avi v'ima? People will be matir all types of nedarim that involve avi v'ima without asking a chacham. The same logic applies. Amri, kima de kol nidre, lo sagilon de lav chacham, since in general, people, I mean, it's rare that we're going to have a type of neder that the person is going to say, well, I already know what they're going to ask. So generally speaking, 99% of the time, the man is having access to the rabbi. The matir neder is not going to get into a habit of not asking the rav. So chanami potchim, we're not chayish, therefore, that he won't come to a chacham, because his whole normal behavior is when it comes to nedarim, to get expert advice. Continues the mission to say, V'odomar Rabbi Eliezer, Potchim ben Olad. My time in Rabbi Eliezer. What indeed is the logic of Potchim ben Olad? I mean, certainly one would think that since the whole point of Ataras Nadorim is that the person would view the neder now as a mistake, and therefore we could tell him that, look, this was not really your dad. Well, but if the thing never happened, why would a person think I never would have made the neder if? I mean, that's great. That's the old, if my grandmother had wheels, she'd be a trolley thing. But why would anybody think of that? And therefore, it does not seem on the surface to be a reasonable way to be matir a neder if neder works in that fashion. Om Rav Chista, well, the Torah shows us, says Rav Chista, the Omar Krah, we know that Moshe Rabbeinu made a shvuah to Yitro, that he's not going to leave Yitro, he's not going to go back to Mitzrayim without Yitro's rishus. And, I mean, the main point, really, in Moshe Rabbeinu's own personal reasoning, was that he couldn't very well go back to Mitzrayim because he still had the Tan Vaviram that were trying to get him knocked off over there. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, go back, ki meitu kol ha'anashim mevakshim et nafshecha. That since you did not make a neder to stay with Yitro in circumstances, had you known that Datan Vaviram would die. But the problem is, hamita nolaru, and nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him, look, this is a good petach for your neder. So mikan shepotchim benolad, apparently, even though it is nolad, it's a valid petach. Whereas the Rabbanan, Maitamayu, why would they argue on this? Isn't this clear that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself was poteach b'nolad? No. Kasavre hanu mi maite, they said, well, you know that Dasan Vaviram didn't really die. Because Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Kol Makom Shnei Manitzim VeNitzavim En Anelo Datan VaAviram. So we find Shnei Anashim Ivrim Nitzim. They're the same people who say VaYivgut Moshe Vet Aaron Nitzavim, which means that they were still around after Moshe Rabbeinu had already returned, and therefore they couldn't possibly be the ones that are referred to in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's words that they are dead. Therefore, what does it mean if they were not dead? What it means is that because of the fact that they became poor, their opinions were of no consequence, and they were not able to influence Paro or the guards to chase after Moshe any longer. But that's not something that's no lot. That often happens, that people lose their money or that people lose their influence. And therefore, it's not really a raya, say the Rabbanan, despite the fact that we use the word metu. The only reason that we use the word metu is as Amar Rabbi Yosher ben Levi, kol adam she'en lo banim chashuv kemet. If there's someone who does not have any children, it's as if he's dead. Shenemar havali banim imayin meta anochi. You notice that Rachel doesn't say, if not, I will die. I will die of a broken heart. She says, if not, I am dead. In other words, that I have this chashivut of someone who is dead. V'tanya, and the Braita makes it clear that arba'a chashuvim kamet, ani, mitzora, suma, umisha, and lobanim, as we explained before, where we had this earlier. Obviously, the reference to Datan v'Aviram could not be that they didn't have banim, because we see later on that, in fact, they were Beker of Kol Yisrael, and that wasn't the problem. They couldn't have been Mitzoraim, because that it also says that they were Kulam Shleimim, and they couldn't be blind, because it says, Ha'inei Anashim Elotim. So the only one that's left is that they were Yordim and Echseim, or one of the four is the Ani, and that's what it's referring to. So, Oni Mitzora, Suma, Umishen Lobanim. Ani Dechtiv Kemetu Kol Anashim. We learn out from the fact that Datan v'Aviram are called dead to Moshe, despite the fact that we see that they were very much alive when he came back, is because when they're poor, they don't have any political influence. Mitzora dichtiv al nati kamet. Says Beferish that Moshe Rabbeinu prayed for Miriam, she shall not be like a mate. Suma, when she got Torah. Suma dichtiv b'machashakim o shivanit yim b'teolam. So someone who sits in Choshech all of the time is in darkness, who's blind, is Kimite Ola. Mishen Obanim, Dechtivava, Libanim, Vim, Ain, Meta, Anochi. So you see that one without children is considered to be the equivalent of dead. Rabbi Yezra, Omer, Putrin, Adam, Bechwoda, Vivim, Ovachach, Omerusrim, Omer, Rabbi Tzadok, Chapotrin, Bechwoda, Vivim, O, Yiftechulo, Bechwoda, Makom, in Kenei, Nedorim, מיירים חכמים לרבי אליעזר בדבר שבינו לבין אביו ואמו, שפותחים לו בכבוד אביו ואמו. ועוד אמר רבי אליעזר, פותחים בנולד וחכמים אוסרים. כיצד? אומר קודם שאני נהנה לאיש פלוני ונעשה סופר, או שימסיע את בנו בקרוב. ואומר אילו הייתי יודע שהוא נעשה סופר, שימסיע את בנו בקרוב, לא הייתי נודר. קודם לבית זה שאני נכנס ונעשה בית הכנסת. אומר אילו הייתי יודע שהוא נעשה בית הכנסת, לא הייתי נודר. רבי אליעזר מתיר וחכמים אוסרים. My inadarim, Amrabayim kene inadarim nitarim yafe. Verava amar, im kene inadarim nishalim lechacham. Tzna. Umodim chachamim lo rabbi liyazer bedavar shebino levein aviv v'imo shepotchim lo bechod aviv v'imo. Bishlem ala bayadu amarim kene inadarim nitarim yafe. Hochak, even the ichtiflea, ichtiflea lo rabbi di amarim kene inadarim nishalim lechacham. Hochak, my potchim. Amri. כיוון דקול נדרי לא סייד ילו הונדליו חכם, אכנה מפותחים. ויודו אמר רבי אליעזר פותחים בנולד, מייטיים רבי אליעזר אמר רבי חיסטודי אמר קרוא כי מתו כל אנשים, ועמיתה דנולדו מכאן שפותחים בנולד. רבונו מייטה אמיו, כסברי הנו ממייטו, אמר רבי יוחד משום רשום מבר יוחד, כל מקום שנאמר ניצים וניצבים אלה אין הדתן ואווירם, אלא אמר שלקי שיורדו מנכסיהם. אומר רבי יהושע בן לוי, כל אדם שאין לו בנים חשוב כמת, שנאמר הבה לי בנים, ומאין מתה אנוכי. ותניא ארבעה חשובים כמת, עוני מצורע וסומה מי שאין לו בנים, עוני דכתיב כמתו כל אנשים, מצורע דכתיב ענתי כמת, סומה דכתיב מחשכים או שיבני כמתי עולם, מי שאין לו בנים, דכתיב הבה לי בנים, ומאין מתה אנוכי.